And then, eighth point, socialise your child. Socialise your child. This is one of the most important points. Your child doesn't just belong to you. Your child isn't just a member of the family. Your child is, or is going to be, a member of society. Your child is going to be part of the wider community. And he or she needs to be brought up, even trained, in such a way that it's possible for him or for her to function in a positive manner as a member of that society or wider community. And that obviously again involves the exercise of a certain amount of discipline. A child has to be brought up, for instance, to respect other people's property, other people's feelings, brought up to consider other people. Because if the child is brought up without being trained or encouraged to consider other people, he or she is going to have a very tough time in the world later on, as likely as not. Because you may put up with tantrums and bad behaviour and inconsiderate conduct, but the world isn't going to do that. The world is going to just, well, not put up with it at all. And then your child is going to have a very difficult time. So socialise your child. Don't inflict your child on other people. I've seen parents doing this. Little Jimmy or little Mary is misbehaving and being very inconsiderate where other people are concerned. And what happens? The parents don't correct the child. They just smile indulgently. Oh, that's little Mary, or that's little Jimmy. And other people are supposed to put up with it. Other people are supposed to like it and smile, ha ha ha. But other people don't like it. Other people are thinking quite unpleasant, negative thoughts about their child. They're thinking, what a dreadful little brat. I'd like to smack his little... That's the sort of thoughts that they're having. So, don't inflict your child on other people. I was reading the other day an article in a newspaper which said the British, or at least the English, don't like children. That's why when a family takes their children into a restaurant, there are all sorts of frowns and sour looks. But why should that be? Why should that be? There'll be the frowns and the sour looks only if they expect misbehaviour. If your child has been brought up to behave decently in a public place, no one is going to object to his or her presence. They're going to be glad of it, if anything. But if children are brought up badly and misbehave in public places like restaurants, maybe throwing food about and banging on the table with a spoon, just as they do at home, well, people are not going to welcome them into restaurants and other public places. Sometimes people say, well, in other countries, people welcome children into restaurants and such public places. Yes, but in other countries, they bring up their children rather differently than the way children are sometimes brought up, in this particular country. So, teach your children. Teach your children to behave properly. Teach them good manners, we may say. Good manners, of course, are rather unpopular nowadays. They're associated with, well, bourgeois values, middle class upbringing, all that sort of thing. So, once again, we've thrown the baby away with the bathwater. So, we have to retrieve. retrieve the baby in this respect, in particular respect. I was very interested to read, not so long ago, a little report on the connection between bad manners and crime. Believe it or not, there is a connection. Some of you, especially if any of you are teachers, may be aware of this. I'll just read you a little extract from this newspaper clipping. One of the most striking comments in a recent burst of public outrage about juvenile crime was the remark of a senior policeman that the path to delinquency begins with bad language and bad manners. This is well known to criminologists. Well known to criminologists. it seems, rudeness and swearing in young children is a good marker for getting into trouble later. This must be one of those odd occasions when common sense coincides with sociology, for it is obviously right. Rudeness comes from the absence of orderliness, the absence of high expectations, and in some sense of ceremony in life. All those things that encourage children to make something of themselves rather than drift into crime. So that aspect of socialization, which consists in teaching a child good manners and avoiding bad language, that aspect is very important indeed. Please don't underestimate its importance. So, eighth point, socialize your child. Bring up your child to be a worthwhile member of society, a worthwhile member of the wider community.